Derwent Degree and Department of Medicine, follow-up visit. Patient name is Byron Booker, B-Y-R-Y-N, Booker, B-U-C-H-E-R. And and bracket DOB date of birth is 11-16-1944. In the same thing, DOB date of office visit is 1-11-2012, January 11, 2012. Next line, Mr. Byron Booker is a 67-year-old male who was evaluated on 11-28-2011 for a chronic cough. My patient was thought to have hyperreactive airway disease, and he does have a history of hypertension, atherosclerotic heart disease. Patient was started on Symbicort 160/4.52+BAD and advised to continue the Advair as well as placed on singular 10 gram riches and Ventolin 2+PRN period. And patient claims has cough has improved significantly, and and recent pulmonary function test done on 12/14/2011 shows FEV1 is 73% of the predicted, and as well as FEV of 25.75% is 53% of the predicted, suggests a mild obstructive airway disease as well as mild small airway disease, and period. And current medications, and Amaryl, Niaspan, Nadolol, Diovan, Buspirone, Gabapentin, Cymbalta, Xanax, Plavix, Trivil, TRIAVIL, Metformin, ER, Crestor, Fenofibrate, Tramadol, Vesicare, Fexofenadine, Voltaren, Promethazine, and Pepcid. And as for Singular and Symbicort and Ventolin HFAPRN, blood pressure is 150 over 80, pulse 60, respiration 20, pulse oxygen 98%, weight 242 pounds. HENT examination, beginning throat examination, normal. And neck is subclonogivity, lung bar, liquid entry, no red bone, ronchial, no breathing, no chest water nerves. Normal percussion, or heart is finished to regular. Abdomen is out, extremity, no edema, sinus, and other. Assessment is mild obstructive airway disease. Number 2, hyperreactive airway disease. Number 3 is gastroesophageal sleep apnea. Next is pulmonary embolism. Next is bipolar disorder. And next is atherosclerotic heart disease and NIDDM. Next plan, continue current pulmonary medication and discuss with the patient about the PrEP and follow-up appointment in 6 months. And thank you for the invitation.